Adacho is a Lakota phrase that means those things that are awesome, great, or very beautiful. Since each day is given to us by the Creator to experience life, we should be seeking to find the Adacho in each day. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Adacho podcast. This is our fifth podcast episode, and it is titled Integrity, Are You For Real? My name is Raymond Kidd, and I am the founder and executive director of the nonprofit organization called New Hope Rising, Inc., or NHR for short. Our mission is empowering youth to realize phenomenal potential. Currently, aside from this podcast, we have our webpage. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Please stop by any one of those platforms and check us out. While you're there, I'd ask that you like, subscribe, and follow. Also, if you could recommend us to others, that would be greatly appreciated. As always, I want to give a quick shout-out back to those in South Dakota, especially my Shunkaku, Benjamin Thomas Hollowhorn, and those on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation and in the community of Wounded Knee. The thing I have purposed to address this month concerns a matter of integrity. In the opening of these podcasts, I always identify the NHR motto, which is empowering youth to realize phenomenal potential. So what's so important about the matter of integrity? Well, it is a key element to being identified as one having a good character. As I have shared before in my book, The Young Person Survival Manual, How to Survive in Today's Ever-Changing World, in the third chapter, I introduce the grounded acronym. And for those who follow our blogs and this podcast, you're already familiar with this acronym. Well, the matter of integrity, all of the letters are applicable. The world has its own way of looking at, measuring, and evaluating things, a way that is very different from God's. Though many in the world would say that having integrity is a really good thing, oftentimes you'll find, if you're being observant, that is, that it's nothing more than lip service. I mean, if it were truly valued by the world, we wouldn't have matters such as cheating, stealing, and lying. The acronym helps us to hold ourselves accountable to our own self. Why? Because first and foremost, we understand God's position on the matter and how He would desire us to walk in this world. Since the whole purpose of this podcast, as well as the blogs, is to bring forth truth and to be able to find the Adacho, I chose to share this truth that comes from the Creator and by His Word. Here are a few quotes on the topic of integrity that comes from His Word. The first one, many of you already know it and have come to know it as the Golden Rule. It's found in Luke 6:31, and it says, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Here are a few more. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth." Proverbs 10, verse 9 says, "Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out." Proverbs 11:3 says, "The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity," or in other words, their double-mindedness. In Proverbs 28, verse 18, it says, "The one whose walk is blameless is kept safe, but the one whose ways are perverse will fall into the pit." And lastly, here's a really good takeaway. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, it says, "There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to Him. Haughty eyes," in other words, thinking that you're better than yourself, "a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush to evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community." I finished on that one because it clearly describes the times in which we live. Also, if we understand that God, the Lord, hates these things, then should we not pursue after those things that he loves? If you're like me, I know that you want to. And this is what it means to be empowered, to know what is needed so that you may do it. God wants you to be empowered. He wants you to know that what his plan is for you, at least in the most general sense, to be able to live a life that is better than what the world believes to be good. God even says that he has given his word, known as scriptures, so that we would not be deceived. And that you can find that in Matthew chapters 24 and 25, as well as in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. And there's one last thing that I want to share with you, which was written by the Apostle Paul. And it was in a letter to a young pastor named Timothy, who was his protege, and more like a son to him. This is found in 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5 in the New King James Version. The heading, or the subject of it, is Perilous Times and Perilous Men. It reads, But know this, that in the last days, perilous, or in other words, stressful times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, or in other words, mockers of God, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away. Paul was advising Timothy, just as I would advise you, from such people turn away. It doesn't mean that we can't look after or have a compassion for the person that has these types of personality traits or whatever, but the best thing you can do for them until they start to lean on God is to pray for them. As I shared last month, though the ways of the world are often sinful, or in other words, contrary to God's will, he wants you to know that he loves you and he wants you to live in truth, to be free from the condemnation that sin brings. He also wants everyone to come to everlasting life through his son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. God desires to be in relationship with you. To have this relationship requires three simple steps. And if you haven't done it in the past, I strongly encourage you to do so now before, you know, your time comes. Nobody's guaranteed tomorrow. And if you sit here and you allow the enemy to deceive you and say, oh, well, you got all the time in the world, that's not true. Nobody knows the day and the hour in which their time will pass. Nobody knows the day and the hour in which the Lord will return. And we are in fact living in those last days. So again, to have that relationship requires three simple steps. First of all, you must ask. You must ask Jesus to come into your heart. Second, you must believe. You must believe that he is the Son of God and that he was crucified on the cross for your sins, was buried, but on the third day rose from the grave and now sits at the right hand of God. Additionally, you must believe that he is the only way. Again, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through him. And number three, confess. Confess that you need him as your Savior and that you want him to be the Lord of your life. In closing out this podcast, I want to remind you about the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Anyone can acquire knowledge if they so desire to, as it comes from various sources, especially today with us living in what is known as the information age. But wisdom, on the other hand, requires more. It requires diligence and the application of that specific knowledge so that it actually accomplishes what its purpose is. With the wisdom of God comes the understanding of what he said, which is one of our foundational verses. I know the plan that I have for you, a plan of hope and a future, a plan of good and not evil. And that's Jeremiah 29:11. With that, let me say that I appreciate your time, and I pray that this has made an impact on your life. And I also hope to have you back next month when we release our 6th episode. And may God bless you, and may you find the Adagio in each and every day. Listening to the Adagio Podcast, which is a service of the Ministry of New Hope Rising, Inc. New Hope Rising, Inc. provides services through their website, newhoperising.org, this podcast, their YouTube channel, and through the social media platforms of Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.